Thank the Lord gave me this occasion so I can come to visit.
因为事先我也没想到会有这个机会到这里来。
I didn't expect such occasion.
对，心里面真的很欢喜看到大家。
I'm really glad to see everybody.
那么今天早晨呢，我想我要和弟兄姊妹交通哈，我们如何能够预备主再来。
And this morning I want to share with you how to prepare ourselves for our Lord's second coming.
那么论到主的再来。
About the second coming.
我想有很多弟兄们呢，都是用这个兆头啊，那个天灾人祸啊，来讲到主的再来。And
many times we mention the second coming, we talk about the all the forecast of the events happening, the disaster, the other things.
当然这些呢，也会给我们带来一点的激励。And
also these things can also encourage.
但是很多时候听过了就忘记了。But
many times we just hear it and forget about it.
那么最近几年呢？But
recently,
一位年长的神的仆人呢，他讲到一件事情呢，确实在我里面呢留下深刻的印象。And
one of the old servant of our Lord, and when he talked about the second coming, it really left a deep impression in me.
并且成为时刻的一个提醒。
And become a reminder to us.
因为他讲的跟别人讲的有点不一样。
And what he, the way he talked about this is a little bit different from that.
他呢是按照圣经的预言讲到主的再来。
And he is talking about the second coming of the Lord according to the prophecy.
我们知道圣经中有很多的预言。
We know there's a many prophecies.
那么他告诉我们。
And he told us.
很多的预言都已经应验。And
many prophecy has been fulfilled.
那么还有呢，大概20几个预言还没有应验。But
there's about 20 left that hasn't fulfilled yet.
但是下一个预言
，next one，
就是主的再来。It's
the coming of the Lord.
所以他就告诉我们，主随时可以回来。And
he told us that the Lord will come anytime.
所以这个呢。 在我里面留下非常深刻的印象。And
this left a deep impression inside my heart.
也天天的成为我里面的一个很大的重要的一个提醒。And
it's become a major reminder for me daily.
那么，弟兄姊妹们，Brother
sister，
我们知道今天我们来到末后的时代。We
know we come to the end age.
我们将面临了人类历史上恐怕是一个。 最大、最荣耀的一个时刻
，and we probably will encounter the most glorious, the most important era of human history.
因为在我们神的那个荣耀的计划里面
，because according to the glory will of God，
有很多重大的事件。There's
many important events.
而下一个要发生的重大的事件
，the next most important event，
就是主的再来。
Is the coming of the
并且这个呢，关乎到我们基督徒啊，能够活着被提。And
this is concerning the rapture of all the saints.
那么这个时刻呢，是非常非常的紧迫。And
this is a very pressing time.
所以我们要知道，今天主还没有回来啊。Then
we know that the Lord hasn't come back.
其实他是宽容我们。And
he is tolerant.
他不是迟延，他是宽容我们。
He's not tardy, but he's giving us.
因为他知道我们还没有预备好呢。Because
he knows that we are not prepared.
所以现在每一天对于我来讲都很重要。So
that's reason every day for me is very important.
所以早晨一醒来，眼睛一张开，哦，我说主啊，你还没有来。And
every morning I woke up and open my eyes and say, Oh Lord, you haven't come back yet.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
因为你知道我还没预备好呢。
I thank you that because you know that I'm not ready.
你给我多一个日子，让我在你面前预备我自己。
And you will give me one more day so that I can get prepared.
所以我们所有神的儿女们都应当被提醒。
And that's reason every brother, every child of God has to be reminded.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is very important.
也可以说是最重要的事。
And this is the most important thing.
那么弟兄姊妹们，你们想过当主来的时候我们怎么去见他呢？
My brothers and sisters, have you ever imagined how do we see the Lord, when the Lord comes?
那么也许有很多人讲我们好像去参加什么特别聚会一样。那么像有的聚会上千人的聚会，门打开了我们就大家都进去
了，
反正我们坐在那里负责听到就好，那个讲的人离我们很远。也许有很多神的儿女们想将来啊，天堂的门一开的时候啊，天堂的门开了。
So when some people say that one day that the gate of heaven was open.
你想想看，历史历代的众圣徒那多少人呐、啊、
？And you can imagine, well, through the ages, there's so many the children of God.
你想数得过来吗
？It's countless.
啊，你想这么多人呐、啊、
？Many people.
你心里也许想着，反正主也看不见我，对吧？
I was thinking, anyway, Lord won't see.
我们就大家这么混的一桶就进天堂了。
And I was just like in the midst of all these big crowds and going.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这样想，你就犯大错误。
And if you think like this, you make a huge mistake.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible.
当主回来，我们就来到审判台前。
And when the Lord comes back, we immediately stand.
新约圣经至少有八次提到，我们个人要按照个人的行为受审判。
And everyone will be judged according to his deeds or her deeds.
所以呢，对主的再来，有时候我是真的渴望主快回来。
And sometimes I really, really hope the Lord comes.
但有时候我也很害怕。
But sometimes I'm really afraid.
为什么？因为主一来，每一个弟兄姊妹都与主面对面。
Because every when the Lord comes, everyone has to face to face.
你想过吗
？Have you ever imagined?
时候一到，我们每一个人都与主面对面。
Have you ever considered that when the Lord comes, we have?
那你说这么多人，怎么可能大家都与他面对面？
But you say so many people, how do we face to face everyone?
我们不要忘记神是个灵，神是灵啊。
Don't forget that our Lord is a spirit.
所以每一个人都要与他面对面。
And everyone will face to him face to face.
就像我们得救一样。
Just like when we saved.
我们都是一个一个的蒙主拣选，对不对
？When we saved, everyone has to be chosen.One by one.
他不是一个加一团的这么得救，是一个一个得救。
And about salvation is not a group or family.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要被提醒。
The brothers sisters, we need.
将来主来的时候，我们每一个人都要与他面对面。
And one day when the Lord comes, that everyone has to face.
罗马书第十四章告诉我们。
And Romans chapter 14.
到了那天。
And the,At that day,
我们个人都要把个人的事讲清楚。
And we have to really hold accountable for everything.
所以我有时候想到这个我就很害怕。
And I'm a little bit scared.
你想想看，我们这一生呢，我们有多少败坏的事情，对不对
？So through our life, how many corrupt?
那天你到了审判台前要讲清楚。
But at that time, we have to really.
所以主的再来，弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要清楚，圣经已经告诉我们那是一个什么样的一个景象。
And we have to be really clear about this because the Bible told us so clearly.
啊，我们绝不要有一种心里说，哎呀，反正将来呢，到了天上，主耶稣过他的，我们过我们的。
So do not have a thought that one day will be up there that I will live my own living.
好像我们移民到美国来了。
Just like the immigrants,
不需要每个人都要见总统的吧
？We come to this country, the immigrant to this country, but not everyone needs to see the president.
他在白宫里过他的，我们在我们家里过我们的，是不是将来是不是这样呢
？And he is living in the White House, and we are just living by ourselves.
如果你这样想，就犯大错误了。
If you think that way, you are mistaken.
请我们记得，
Please
将来我们每一个人都要与他面对面。
That one day we're gonna face to face.
到那个时候，
By that time,
没有人能任何人能帮助你的。
There's nobody can help you.
你要自己负责任。
And you have to be hold accountable.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主，主回来，我们当然欢喜了，对不对？
And of course, we were joyful when the Lord came back.
但是呢，我们也都要提醒自己。
But we need to be reminded.
所以圣经就告诉我们，你需要预备啊。
That's reason the Bible told us that we need to be prepared.
我们在地上所有的日子都是预备迎接他的再来。
You know, every day on this earth is to be prepared to see him.
所以在我们的生活里，我们要把这件事情看得比任何事都要来得严重。
That's reason in your daily life we need to see this one is the utmost important thing in our life.
所以没有任何事情比这个更重要。
There's nothing more important than this.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们知道怎么预备我们自己吗？
Dear brother and sister, do you know how we're going to prepare ourselves?
啊，有多少弟兄姊妹知道怎么预备？举手看看。
And if you know that, please raise your hand.
哇，没有一个啊。
Nobody knows.
我们都不知道怎么预备自己啊。
They all don't know.
哇，这很可怕。
This is very scary.
那下面的问题我都不需要问了。
So I don't need to ask further.
我不敢问说你觉得你有预备好吗？ Oh, there's one brother. Okay, good.
Okay.
You prepare already, right?哦，我讲中文了。Sorry， 感谢主啊！不，我就说这是一个重要的问题。
I really thank the Lord. This is a very important.
有一次特会，我们那个年长弟兄啊，问了好多十几次，大概说 ，Are you ready? Are you ready?
So one time during the meeting, our elder brother asked the scores of time, "Are you ready?"
所以我们感谢主，他还没有来。
So we thank the Lord that he hasn't come.
所以今天早晨，我可以再根据主的话，告诉弟兄姊妹们要如何预备我们自己。
And this morning, we still have the opportunity that we can see how we prepare ourselves according to the.
希望经过今天早晨的聚会之后
，And hopefully after this meeting,
你知道如何预备你的。
Everyone here will know how to prepare.
刚才我们读这些圣经里面啊
，We read all these.
一共有五件重要的事情。
It's five most important.
请弟兄姊妹们能够记得，有五件重要的事情都是我们需要预备。
Please remember these five most important things.
第一件事情
，The first，
就将来我们见主的时候啊
，When we see the Lord，
圣经告诉我们要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And the Bible told us that we're going to dress the white linen.
在启示录十七章里面告诉我们说呢，这个呢是羔羊的心腹所穿的礼服。
And this is told in the Revelation chapter 17. This is the robe for the wedding of the Lamb.
那么它下面一个注解说呢。这个光明洁白的细麻衣呢，就是圣徒所行的义。
And also there's a footnote saying this white linen is the deeds of the saints.
那我们都知道，这个光明洁白的细麻衣在旧约时代中就是祭司的礼服啊。
And we know that in the Old Testament, the white robe, white linen robe is the robe of the priest.
所有的弟兄姊妹都要穿这个衣服来见主。
And everybody, when we see the Lord, we all need to dress the white linen.
当然，我们要领会啊，这不是光穿外面的衣服，是指的圣徒的义服。
Of course, we need to understand that this is not talk about the outward clothing. It's talk about the deeds of the righteousness.
如果我们在主的光中，我们都承认。
If we under the light of the Lord,
今天我们的衣服是污秽的，是脏的。
And we have to.That
the 你怎么能让这件衣服呢变成了光明洁白的细麻衣呢？
And how we turn this filthy clothing into 因为今天时间有限啊，我只能比较简要的和弟兄姊妹们交通。Because I only have limited time, I only have to say this.
在启示录第七章里面
，and in the Revelation chapter 7，
那里讲到说有无数的人在天上。
And they talk about the, in heaven there's a multitude.
他们手拿棕树枝，身穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
And they take the palm branches and they wear the white robes.
那在那里，那个长老对这个对约翰解释。
And the elders, explain to.
他说：“你知道这些人为什么穿光明洁白的细麻衣吗
？”He said, why do those people wear the white linen?
因为呢。他们的衣服在羔羊的血里面被洗洁净。
Because their clothes was white, washed white in the blood of lamb.
我们晓得圣经很清楚告诉我们，人的义啊，在神眼中像破布一样。
And the Bible told us all righteousness is like a filthy rag.
只有主的血能把我们的衣服洗得完全洁净。
Before the Lord, only the lamb of the blood of lamb can wash our clothes white.
圣经说这些人是从大患难中出来的。
And the Bible says those people they went through the tribulation.
也许他们也是犯了无数的错误。
That means they made many mistakes.
但他们现在可以穿光明洁白的。
But now they can wear the white linen.
那么是因为羔羊的血洗净。
Because the blood of lamb.
我问弟兄姊妹啊。
Let me ask them.
如果你要洗一件衣服，不要说多，光洗我这件衣服。
When you wash the clothes,
用这一杯水够不够啊
？When you have a little cup of water, is that enough?
够不够
？Enough?
不够的。
哦、oh.。
那所以这就告诉我们，他们把他们的衣裳洗洁净的是什么意思呢
？So what that's supposed to mean when they wash their clothes white and snow?
就他们在他们的生活里面大量取用基督的血。
That means in their daily life they use the blood of lamb tremendous.
这是何等大的恩典呐、啊、
！And what is the great
主的血是无罪不洗的。
The Lord blood can cleanse.
当然了，希伯来书也警戒我们。
And also the book of Hebrew warn us.
那么告诉我们说呢，你不要把基督的血看作平常。
Do not take lightly of the blood of lamb.
啊，我曾经听过有弟兄讲，没关系，你犯罪吧，尽量犯吧，反正主的血都给你洗干净。
And some
你千万不可以有这个思想。
I heard some people were saying that it's okay for you to sin because the lamb of the blood will cleanse us.
主为我们流血，这是付上何等大的代价，何等的痛苦啊
！This is such a wrong thought. Don't do that because the Lord, to pay the dreadful price for us.
所以基督徒尽量的不要故意犯罪。
So the Christian should not sin.
但是你即使犯了
，But if you sin,
主耶稣的血也能把我们洗得干净。
The blood of lamb will cleanse us.
所以我们这件衣服能成为光明洁白的细麻衣，是因为什么？是因为羔羊的血。
It is because the blood of the lamb that we can wear this white linen.
弟兄姊妹，这里面包括的是极大的恩典。
And this is a great grace.
所以今天我们求主光照我们。
Therefore, today we need the
在主还没有回来之前
，we need the light of the Lord.
我们得罪神的，得罪人的。
Before the Lord coming, whenever we sin against the people,
sin against
God,
靠主的血先把它洗干净。
And through the blood of lamb, you need to cleanse.
你知道将来面临一个什么大的恩典呢
？So what kind of grace we're going to encounter?
这个在希伯来书第八章、第十章都提到。
That is told in the Hebrew chapter 8 and chapter 10.
因为在旧约时代中，神已经应许先知们。
And because the Lord already promised the prophet in the Old Testament.
将来有一天主的救恩完成的时候。
That one day when the Lord has completed his salvation,
我们基督徒的罪
and all the sins of the believers,
一经主的血洗过之后
and after through the blood of the lamb,
神就不再纪念
and the Lord do not remember anymore.
你知道这个字多宝贵吗
and this is such a precious word.
这个希腊字的原文的意思说，一经主的血洗过之后呢，神就忘记了。
And the very Greek word means that through the blood of the Lamb, the Lord forgets.
你知道我们要去见主, 最怕的就是主记住我们所犯的一切错, 对不对啊?
When we go to meet the Lord, the most scary thing is he remembers everything.
但是在这里居然有一件事情呢, 是全部可以忘记。
But there is such a thing that the Lord can forget all the
怎么可能忘记呢, 对不对?
How that possible?
那比方说我今天得罪我的弟兄,
And we give an example that if I sin against my brother,
我弟兄度量很大,
and if I have a great
measurement, 他的这个度量,
a measure,
那么他也许说好了，孙弟兄啊， 我赦免你了，
and he will say, oh, okay, brother son, I will forgive you.
但是他每次看见我都想起我得罪他， 不会忘记的。
But every time we see him, we will remember that.
对不对呢? 怎么可能忘记呢?
How can we remember? How can we forget?
所以有一个弟兄就解释得非常的好。
And that's the reason one brother explained well.
他说因为神的智慧是完全的智慧。
Because the wisdom of God is complete.
他可以全部记住, 他可以全部忘掉。
And he can completely remember and he can completely forget.
那我们的智慧呢, 是不完全的智慧。
And the wisdom of ours is incomplete.
所以我们基督徒很麻烦的。And
that's the reason we are very troublesome.
该记的记不住, 该忘的也忘不了。
And a lot of times we should remember, we do not remember. But a lot of times we should forget,
是不是,
这, we
这是我们的情况, 对不对?
That's our problem.
所以你可以赦免, 但是你不会忘记的。
But we can forgive, but we cannot forget.
但是请记得这圣经的话。
But remember, this is the Bible.
只要一经过主的血的洁净,
through the Lamb of God,
神就全部忘记。
And God will forget all.
所以你想想看, 如果神把我们所有的过犯统统忘记了,
So just imagine that the Lord will forget all our transgressions.
那天我们来到审判台前,
And when we come to the judgment seat,
我们多轻省了,
And we have no burden.
我们自己还记住了, 神都忘记了,
And we probably even remember.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个福音啊,
and this is a good news.
啊, 今天你要记住这件事情,
and this is the gospel.
趁着主还没有回来,
this is the thing we need to remember.
在我们生活中把对神, 对人所有的亏欠, 通通把它对付清楚。
And before the Lord's second coming, we need to deal with all
the transgressions
we are against the people, against the God.
圣经告诉我们说呢,
the Bible tells
us, 有人在地上犯罪,
And if we sin on earth,
当然我们基督徒你在犯罪不会下地狱了,
And of course, the believer, if we sin, we're not, no longer going to hell.
但是你不能避开神的管教,
But you cannot escape from God's
discipline. 神还是要管教我们,
God still disciplines us.
啊, 所以最好尽量不要犯错误。
So please do not sin from God.
那么弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的神,
we thank the Lord.
他只要你在主面前肯悔改,
And as long as we
肯认错,
we come back to him,
耶稣基督的血就把我们洗,
we come back to him to admit,
这就约翰一书第二,
to repent,
第一,
and Lord will forget.
约翰一书第一章里面告诉我们,
and this is the first John told us,
我们若认自己的罪, 神是信实是公义的,
if we admit our sin, the Lord is righteous, he is faithful.
他儿子耶稣基督的血能够把我们洗得完全洁净,
and his blood will cleanse us completely.
所以呢, 今天呢, 第一件重要的事情,
That's reason nowadays, the most
就先把我们个人生命中所有的亏欠, 所有的错误, 所有的罪,
And we need to deal with every transgression, everything.
这样你将来就可以坦然地见主。
And then one day when the Lord comes,
所以我们还活在地上, 是我们的机会啊。
And this is our opportunity, if we have time today.
弟兄姊妹听清楚了吗?
Sister,
要穿光明洁白的细麻衣的第一件重要,
and you need to wear the white linen.
神既然有这么大的恩典在那里, 对不对?
The Lord has such a tremendous
grace. 你何必这个, 固执呢?
Why do you so stubborn?
所以圣经也告诉我们,
the Bible told us,
有的人一犯罪, 这个审判立刻就临到, 就是这样。
And when somebody was sinned, judgment immediately come.
那么罗马书也告诉我们，有的人罪也是有的人的罪是后面跟着来的。
In the book of Rome, that the judgment is trailing after.
因为神是公义的。
Because the Lord is righteous.
你不要以为说呢，哎呀，我现在犯罪，我也神也没做什么，对不对？
And we cannot think that we sin is okay.
No,
nothing
happened. 你把你的罪 deposit 在那里。
No, because you deposit your sin there.
那么那天到了审判台前，就一起通通显出来了。
And one day, before the judgment seat, all this will be there.
所以我们回家了，要回头看一看啊。
And when we go home, we need to look back.
后面跟了多少的罪在后面
？And how many transgressions?
既然主有这么大的恩典，对不对
？Even the Lord gave us such.
他的血能够把我们洗得洁白。
And His blood can cleanse us.
为什么要固执呢
？But do not be stubborn.
不要做愚昧的事。
Not do the stupid thing.
所以第一件事情，在我们的生活中，先把所有的罪、所有的错误，把它对付清楚。
That is the foremost, the first important thing.Is to deal with all the things.
这个是预备迎接主来的一个正确态度。
And this is the right attitude that we need to prepare ourselves.
这是第一件重要。
This is the number one important thing.
第二件重要的事。
Second.
就在约翰一书第二章里面告诉我。
That's in the second John, first John, chapter two.
基督徒要学会住在主里面
，and we need to learn how to abide in Him.
其实这是我蒙恩得救之后呢，每个基督徒该有的一个正常的生活。
And actually, this is a normal Christian life. Every believer should live on.
就像神拯救以色列百姓一样
，just like the Lord saved the Israelites.
神不仅叫他们出埃及
，He did not only.Lead them out of Egypt.
神也没有意思叫他们一直在旷野里面转。
God has no intention that they just circling.
神要他们什么？进迦南。
God's purpose is let them to enter into the land.
因为这个迦南地被称作是牛奶与蜜之地。
Because this land of Canaan is called the land of milk and honey.
预表基督的丰富。
It represents the richness.
所以基督徒一蒙恩得救之后就应该住在主里面。
That's the reason all the believers we should live in.
就应该享受这个最大的丰富。
Live to enjoy all the richness.
你如果有住在主里面的生活
，If you live in Christ，
哇，你就知道那是一个何等样的一个丰富的生活。
That you will understand how rich this life is.
因为神把一切所有的丰盛呢，都有形有体的居住在他儿子的里面。
Because God deposited all the riches in His Son.
你可以叫做你在基督里什么好处都不缺的。
And in Christ, there's nothing we should lack.
很可惜啊，今天很多神的儿女们呢，蒙恩得救之后呢，并没有这个住在主里面。
But it's such a pity that many brothers and sisters when we believe the Lord, but we did not abide in Christ.
我们只有点外面的这些活动。
We only do some outward.
这个太贫穷。
We are very.
你看门徒们跟随主的时候啊。
But when the disciples they follow the Lord.
你看门徒们碰见主，第一个问题是什么呢
？But when the disciples meet the Lord, what's the first question they ask？
主啊，你在哪里住？这个特别。
Lord, where do you live？
主说你们来看。
And the Lord says.Come and see.
约翰福音记载，从那天开始起，他们就跟主住在一起。
And the John recorded from that day they started living with the Lord.
哇，这三年半的生活啊
！And three and a half years.
是多么奇妙的生活啊
！What a wonderful life.
他们跟主在一起
，they live with the Lord.
听他讲道
，they listen to.
看他行神迹奇事
，they watch the miracle.
他们越跟随主啊，越惊讶，这是一个什么人呐、啊、
？And the more they follow the Lord, they more surprised they have.
他们什么难处主都能替他们解决。
What is this person is? Who is he?
并且呢，主还有一个好处什么呢
？And there's another thing. There's good things about living with the Lord.
住久了，你彼此就认识了。
And when you live together with a person, that you know this person.
你想想啊，谁最知道你的性格？
Just think about it. Who knows you the most?
恐怕就是你太太了。
Probably your spouse.
恐怕是你的先生吧。
Your husband.
住的越久越认识，对不对啊？
The longer you live, the more you know this person.
没有人能比我的姊妹更认识我。
There's nobody other than my wife knows me best.
哇，我这些年有时候跟他在一起，我发现他真知道我的软弱在哪里。
So after so many years, I really realized that she knows my weakness.
因为这是一个住的结果，对不对？
Because this is the result of dwelling.
那么在约翰一书里面告诉我们，
and in the first John, he told,
你只有 有你只要有了这个住在主里面的生活，
that one abiding in Christ.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
brother sister,
他来的时候，他显现的时候，
when he appeared to us,
你就不至于怎么样。就会可以坦然无惧。
We are not going to be fearful.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，如果主现突然显现
，Just imagine when the Lord appears suddenly here.
哇，陌生人哦。
And we saw him. It was strange to us.
哎呀，以前那么荣耀，对不对？我们就很害怕，对不对
？But he is so glorious.
如果你天天住在主里面
，But every day if we live in him every day,
你就会知道。他喜欢什么？他的个性是什么？对不对
？What he likes, what he don't like.
弟兄姊妹，问你，你认识你的主吗
？Brother, sister, we have to ask the question. Do we really know?
你知道他喜欢什么吗
？Do we know what he likes?
你知道他的个性是什么吗
？Do we know what his personality is?
哎，我常常感觉到，从1970年，我懂得这个道理，学习住在主里面。
And I often think from the '70s, I start to know this.This truth that we need abide in Christ.
哎呀，我有时候发现呢，我认识主啊，比我认识我太太还多。
Sometimes I will discover that I know the Lord more than my wife.
我现在真的知道主喜欢什么，主不喜欢什么。
And now I truly know that what the Lord likes.
所以难怪约翰就说呢，如果你住在主里面。
And no wonder John was told us.
他显现的时候，你就可以坦然无惧啊。
And when you abide in him, that when he appears, you will be at ease.
因为你碰见熟人嘛，你怕什么呢
？And if you meet some people familiar,
你就碰见陌生人的话呢，那心里面才会有惧怕嘛，对不对
？Unless we meet a stranger.
并且他说他来的时候，你也不至于惭愧。
And even when we meet him, we'll not be put in shame.
哇，我从前读书，我说这个约翰，你搞错了吧
？And when I read this a long time ago, I said that you must be wrong.
主回来了，我们惭愧总要惭愧一下嘛，对不对啊
？When the Lord come, at least we have to feel shame.
他居然告诉我们说可以不惭愧。
And John told us that we do not.
哇，这是什么样的生活呢
？What kind of life is that?
弟兄姊妹，我们要仔细读神的话。
Lord, we need brothers and sisters.
神给我们很多宝贵的应许。
God gave us the.
你只要住在主里面
，as long as we abide in Him，
那么他显现你就坦然无惧，他来了你也不至于惭愧。
When He comes, when He appears, we do not be in fear, and we'll be at ease.
那么也许弟兄姊妹要问了，那么怎么叫做住在主里面呢
？Then you might ask, what does it mean to be abiding in Christ？
你叫我到你家去住，这个我懂了。
And if you ask me, invite me to stay in your house.
说让我住在主里面，这个字没有问题，但是这个实际的意义是什么
？But what about the abiding in Christ? I can understand what abiding means, but what the reality will be.
所以，约翰就告诉我们
，That's reason.
你只要顺服恩高的教训，就自然住在主里面。
John told us that we need to obey the anointing.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，一得救啊，你一得救，圣灵就住在你里面。
We all know that when we receive the Christ, that the Holy Spirit is abiding.
那么，圣灵的带领的方式叫做恩膏，膏油。
And the way the Holy Spirit leading us is called the anointing.
我们知道，在旧约时代中啊，不是什么人都可以受膏的。
You know the in the Old Testament time that not everybody.
因为这个膏油被称作是贵重的膏油。
Because this ornament is precious.
只有君王，只有祭司，只有先知可以受膏的。
And only the king, the priest, and the prophet can be anointed.
那么到了新约时代中呢，所有神的儿女们都是受膏者。
But to the New Testament, every believer, every children of God is anointed.
所以基督徒应该过着一个满有膏油的生活。
That's reason all the believers we need to lead a life full of the
你知道这个膏油抹膏啊，这是非常细致的工作。
You know, anointing is very
fine
work.
Yeah. 那么，并且呢，那个膏油啊，香的不得了啊。
The ointment is very fragrant.
你知道，你如果仔细读圣经，旧约的圣经，整个会幕通通是抹上膏油的。
You know, in the Old Testament.
你大概在好几里路外都闻到香味。
You probably can smell the good fragrance.
香得不得了。
Many miles away.
我有次到以色列去啊。
And one time I went to Israel.
那么我对那个导游讲，我说这里哪里可以买到这个膏油啊
？And I asked the guide that where can I buy the.
旧约是你不能买的，现在新约时代可以买膏油。
And in the Old Testament, you cannot buy oil.
他说你买这个干什么？
Now you can.
我说我好奇啊，我想知道。他说非常贵呀。
I'm curious. This is very expensive.
他用手比的，他说就这么大小小的一个瓶子，要$500。
He said it's very precious. Just this little bottle, it costs $500.
哎，我说那算了，不要买了。太贵了
他
说你知道吗你用个牙签挑一点点说都香得不得了所以圣经用这个来形容那个膏油的生活
and the Bible using this kind of things to describe the
所以圣灵今天在我们里面的带领那个工作非常细致
that's reason nowadays the Holy Spirit do very fine
连不仅你的言语一举一动他要引导连你心里想什么他都要管的
not only the actions
是不是呢
the things we say but every thought he has to deal
with 你脑子里面一个胡思乱想错圣灵马上告诉你错了 你不应该想
and when we think about the things that we should not think spirit
圣经也告诉我们将来来到审判台结束你所说的每一句闲话，讲个笑话，通通要写出来的。
And one day before the judgment seat, that all the things we should not say, all the jokes that we have to hold accountable.
所以今天圣灵住在我们里面，大小事都管。
The Holy Spirit living inside of us, he will deal with the.
但如果你顺服膏油做，就满了香气。
If you follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then your life is full of fragrance.
哇，弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的一个经历啊
！How precious this is!
啊，今天神的灵在我们的里面。
And the Spirit of God living inside of us.
所以在生活上每一件事情要跟着膏油走。
And everything in your life, we need to follow the anointing of the Spirit.
他叫你说你就说，他叫你不说你就不要说。
When he let you speak, when he stopped,
他叫你去你就去，叫你不去你就不要去。
When he told you to go,
这个膏油是真的。
This is real.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你能顺服膏油的教训，你就自然是一个住在主里面。
If you follow the anointing of the Spirit, then automatically you are the one abiding in him.
弟兄姊妹们。
And sister,
这实在是一个非常非常宝贵的生活。啊，要学会怎么样住在主里面。
We need to live abiding.
这是等候主回来生活中的一个非常重要的一个生活。
And this is a very important aspect.
约翰在他晚年的时候讲述这个东西。
And when John at his end of the life, he talked about this.
这告诉我们是每一个基督徒都能做到。
And then he ensured that everyone can do it.
最年幼的基督徒都可以做到。
And even the youngest one.
今天膏油在不在我们里面？
Is the Holy Spirit inside of us?
你知道什么是受膏者的意思吗？
Do you know what is anointed one?
在旧约圣经里面，主耶稣被称为受膏者。
And the Jesus in the Old Testament was called anointed.
这受膏者的意思就是膏油之子，油子 son of oil.
And the anointed one means son of oil.
那么，所以呢，基督徒啊，应该过得满身都是油的生活。
So the believers, we should live a life full of oil.
所以我常常讲，基督徒啊。你不能擦别人的油，你只能让别人擦油。
That's the reason we said we cannot just to take advantage of other people. We have to let other people take our advantage.
谁一碰到你，谁就一身油。
And everyone touches you, they will touch you.
这是正常的情形。
And this is the normal.
你想想，你如果满身都是油的话呢
？If we full of oil,
这个家庭就和谐了。
And then the family will be in a harmony.
丈夫满身油，太太也满身油，这个油碰油就没声音的，对不对
？And if the husband full of oil and the wife full of oil, they when they collect each other, there's no sound.
你在教会侍奉上也是一样。
And the it's the same way.
我满身油，你也满身油的，他就不会碰撞。
It's the same with the service in the church.If we full of oil, there's no friction.
就像个汽车的高速行驶的时候啊。
Just like the car, speeding up.
哇，如果没有那个 motor oil, 那个汽车就烧掉了，你知道吗
？If you do not have motor oil inside the engine, it will cause.
它能跑得这么快啊，是因为有 motor oil 在里面。
The reason it can run fast and not get burned.
所以今天我们也是一样，应该蛮有高油的生活。
It's the same with us. We need.
我在一个地方我就跟他们讲了这个道。
And one time I was preaching this.
一讲完之后，一大群年轻弟兄姊妹都围到我旁边来了。
And after the message, and a lot of young people come.
哎，我说你们围着我干嘛
？He says, what are you doing?
他说擦油啊，来擦油啊。我说你刚没听清楚吗？你我是油子，你也应该是油子吗？怎么？
Yeah. He said, we come to take advantage of your oil. He said, oh, you didn't listen clearly. I am the son of oil. You should be the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，预备主再来的时候，我们讲第二个重点啊。
So the second most important point is we
就是要住在主里面。
Is abiding in the Christ.
现在我们知道怎么住在主里面的吗
？Do we know how to abide in Him?
顺从里面的膏油。
To follow the anointing.
约翰告诉你，你只要顺这个膏油，都不用人教你。
If you follow this anointing, you do not need people.
我们基督徒生活可怜了，整天就希望人教导我们什么。
And we are very poor people. Often we want people to teach us something.
我在西雅图一直碰见一个弟兄，大陆来的，是个 PhD， 是个教授。
And we have a brother in Seattle. He is a PhD. He is a professor.
刚刚得救。
And he was just saved.
你很有心。
And he has
有一天吃饭，他坐在我对面。
One time he was sitting opposite me during the lunch.
他说：“孙弟兄啊，你讲的什么顺服圣灵，这个我不会呀。”
And he told me that brother Sean, you talk about this abiding in Christ or the follow the anointing.
他说：“你能不能根据圣经呢，给我写个十条八条的，我就知道怎么遵守。”
I said, "Can you follow the Bible? Just give me ten commandments."
Take commandments, 对。我说我写不出来的。
And I said I cannot do that.
弟兄姊妹，很可惜啊，我们基督徒啊，顺服里面的感觉，人给我们的规条，这个倒是容易守。
And it's a very pity of our believers that we cannot follow the Holy Spirit inside of us, but we can follow the laws the people give to us.
我不管怎样。
But nevertheless,
你一定要学会住在主里。
You have to learn how to abide in the Lord.
因为这跟主的再来有非常
Because this has a close connection with God.
好，第三个点。
Number three.
今天早晨我们没有读这节圣经。
We didn't read this verse.
好，我不读。这彼得前书一章二十二节。
And in the first Peter, chapter one.Verse 22.
他告诉我们基督徒啊，要追求一个纯洁的魂。
And here, Peter says that all the believers need to have a purified soul.
年轻弟兄姊妹知道什么 是魂吧？
The younger brothers and sisters, do you know what is soul?
这魂就是呢，我的思想，我的情感，我的意志，我的感觉，这是我们人的魂。
The soul is our will or mind or feeling.
我们天天的生活都是的，我想怎样，我爱怎样，我决定怎样，我感觉怎样，是不是啊？
And all life is what I want, what I feel, what I like.
这就是我们以己为中心的，这个魂就是人的，人的个个，人的自己。
This soul is all about self.
但是我们堕落之后呢，人这个魂呢不干净的，不纯洁。
And after we fall, this soul is tarnished.
你知道吧？整个人类的历史，教会的历史，所有一切的难处的根源就在于这个堕落的魂。
And you know that all the history, all the troubles in our human history.And in the church history, is all due to this tarnished soul.
所以主的救恩呢，是要把我们灵魂体都拯救。
And the salvation of our Lord is to save not only our body or soul, not spirit, but also our soul.
我们今天呢，在主的救恩上碰见一个最艰难、最不容易的问题，就是魂的问题。
And the most difficult things about God's salvation.Is the soul.
所以认真讲，我们基督徒的魂呢，被主得着的很少。
To be honest, among us, that if the Lord captures our soul, this is very, very.
如果你的魂被纯洁了，你就属灵了，你知道吧
？And if, but if our soul is purified, then we become spirit.
我们都知道圣灵的工作，最终的工作是要把磨成神儿子的形象。
You know the work of the Lord is to mold us to the image of.
什么叫做 image？
What is the image？
Image 就是我们的性格，我们的性情。
The image is our personality, our character.
啊，所以我们的性格，我们的性情要改变。
And our personality.Or characters needs to be changed.
简单的来说，就是你这个魂需要被纯洁。
Simply speaking, that our soul needs to be purified.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们今天要追求啊十字架的工作，做工在我们的里面。
And today that we need to pursue the work of God.
让我们的魂得纯洁。
So that our soul.
彼得在晚年的时候啊，非常知道这件事情的重要。
And when the during the end time of Peter, he knows this very.
所以他写了彼得前书啊，就专门讲到魂的救恩。
That's reason he wrote the first Peter is talk about the salvation of the soul.
因为我们今天很多基督徒啊，我们要追求恩赐，嗯。
Because many Christians nowadays we pursue the.Ability,
gifts.
Yeah,
我们要追求这个能力。
We are pursuing the power.
这些呢，彼得都有。
And all this, Peter possessed.
你想想看，在新约时代里面，第一个世纪。
Just imagine that in the first century.
有谁的恩赐大过彼得呢
？Who has more gift?
有谁的能力大过彼得呢
？Who has more power?
有谁的地位高过彼得呢
Whose position is higher than Peter?
哇，你看他在五旬节的时候
，and just look at him during the Pentecost.
一站起来传福音的就不得了，一下就三千人得救啊
！And when he stand up to preach the gospel, there's a 3,000 to be saved.
哎呀，今天多少侍奉主人都羡慕这个，对不对啊
？Nowadays, many people who serve the Lord really
envy about this. 有些弟兄姊妹一传福音，几十个人得救，他就高兴的不得了了。
And nowadays, that if we preach the gospel, there's like scores of people that God saved. We are so happy.
彼得就这么站起来，好像我们看他那篇道也没什么，轻描淡写的，三千人就得救。
But at that, on that day when Peter stood up, he preached that message. When we look at it, it's nothing.
哇，如果是我的话，一传福音三千人得救啊！哇。第二天早上起来，自己信什么都忘了，对不对啊
？But if that were me, that if I preached and 3,000 people immediately get saved, morning I got up, I probably I forgot what my last name.
你看我走路样子都不一样。
And I will walk differently.
感谢主。彼得的魂经过神的严厉的对付。
But the soul of Peter was dealt severely by.
彼得一点骄傲的感觉都没有。
Peter has nothing to be proud of.
啊，如果是今天在基督教里面的，马上就弄个什么彼得布道团了，什么就出来，他也没有。
But if this is in nowadays,
Peter's crusade,
if Peter did the things in the Christianity, we're going to have a Peter crusade.
那么人家看呢，这个神看了，哎呦，这个彼得还不错啊，三千人得救，他居然也没有骄傲，对不对？
And the Lord will look at Peter and say, "Oh, Peter, you do very well because after 3,000 people,
Peter's 魂受过对付
saved, he's not fine."
神说好，那么再试一次看看。
And because his soul got dealt with the Lord, and God gave him another test.
第二次不得了了，一夜传福音五千人得救啊。
The second time when he preached, there's 5,000 people got saved.
并且都是男丁哦。
And these are all men.
如果把妇女孩子们加上，恐怕上万人得救啊！
If you count the woman and children, probably tens of thousands.
教会第一历史上有人有这么大能力吗？没有。
And in the history of the church, who has this kind of power?
但是彼得有没有被毁坏的？没有。
But did Peter
一点都没有，一点都没有骄傲，对不对
？No, Peter.
你看彼得以后写书是。他说：“你们有没有记得当年我传福音五千人得救？你也没有听。
Did Peter wrote the letters? Says, do you remember the days I preached against so many people?
他提也不提的。
He didn't even mention it.
那么后来我们看见彼得到了使徒行传第九章还得了吗
？But when we go to the chapter 9 of the Acts,
他。走过什么人，影子照着什么人，什么人病就好了。
When he walked by, the shadow of Peter, cast to some people.
哎呀，我们多羡慕啊，对不对啊
？That person was.
我们现在为人的病祷告，又进食又进睡，又拼命的祷告，祷告了多久也没果效。
Are you envy? Nowadays, somebody is sick. We fast, we pray.We do all those things, but it's not healed.
彼得说不用那么麻烦。
But Peter says you don't need that.
我影子给他照照他就好了。
And the shadow cast upon that same.
这是什么能力呀、
What kind of power is this?
今天我们看得见这样的能力吗
？Can we see such power now?
但是你看，彼得有没有这个夸口？从来都没有。
But did Peter boast upon this?
他从来也不讲这些东西。
He never did.
甚至最后叫多加从死里复活。
And even next time when he resurrected Dorcas,
对彼得到晚年写彼得前书的时候
，When Peter wrote the first Peter,
这个什么都没有记。
During his old age,
他只把注意力摆在一件事情上面。
He didn't wrote anything about the.
基督徒需要追求一个纯洁的魂。
It's about purified soul.
保彼得知道。
And Peter knows.
这个恩赐能力是外加的。
This is all worth thing.
不是彼得自己的
This is not Peter's.
那只有他的魂改变了那个才是真实的东西
The only thing that is changed the soul is the reality.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brother, sister,
你现在没有大恩赐没有大能力不要紧
If you do not have power you do not have great gift
请你记得最重要的是什么
That doesn't matter.
你的魂要纯洁
Is your purified soul
我们经过十字架的工作把我们的魂练得纯
We need to go through the work of cross so that our soul will be purified.
所以我们要追求更多的像他。
Well, we, brother and sister, we need to pursue to be like him.
这个才是我们基督徒在主面前最重要的追求。
And this is the most important pursuit of the Christian.
所以第三件事情。
This is number three.
就是要怎么样呢？要追求一个纯洁的魂。
We need to pursue.Purified soul.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们能懂得我说的吗
？I don't know if you understand what.
非常重要。
So important. so important.
我再说主还没有回来，他是给我们机会。
I want to say that again that the Lord is not back yet because He gave us.
所以主要求我们背起十字架跟主他。
That's the reason God called us to carry our cross to follow Him.
学习舍己。
To learn how to deny ourselves.
好，我为了时间的缘故，我想我没办法讲得再详尽啊。那么第四个点
because of time, I cannot tell more detail.
预备主耶稣基督再来的第四个重要的点
Number four,
就要追求得胜的经历
And we need to pursue the experience of overcoming.
在启示录的二三章前二三章里面
In the Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
神对亚细亚的七个教会都呼召得胜者
And he called overcomers.In the seven churches in Asia Minor,
并且那里讲到说，凡圣灵所说的话，有耳朵就应当听啊。
And he said, "Who has ears that you need to hear?"
这是末后时代神对地上末后的教会重要的一个呼喊。
This is the cry of the Lord during the end time to the church.
当然，我们如何能经历这个得胜啊
？That how we experience this overcoming.
启示录也讲得很清楚。
And the Revelation said very clearly.
第三章、十二章、十四章、十七章都提到。
And the chapter 3, chapter 12, chapter 17, they all talk about the overcoming.
那我想我没有时间去详细解释。
I do not have time to explain all this.
弟兄姊妹要自己去读。
Sister,
我只提醒一件重要的事情。
And I only remind us one thing.
就是你看主呼召这些得胜者是在哪里呼召啊
？Where did the Lord call upon those overcomers?
是在各个教会里面呼召，对不对
？In every church.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这个得胜是跟教会有关的。
And this calling, this overcoming has to do with every church.
不错，在启示录讲到这个得胜者，都指的个人说的。
Indeed, in the Revelation, when they call the overcomer, it's referring to.
但是因为呢，主是在教会里面呼召的。
But the Lord called overcomers within church.
所以，请我们记住一句话。
Let's remember this.
你是为着教会追求个人的得胜。
You pursue your own overcoming for the sake of church.
弟兄姊妹清楚这句话吗
？You understand it?
记得是为着教会追求个人的得胜。
It's for the sake of church. You overcome.
因为今天在基督教里面普遍很多人都讲得胜。
Because in nowadays Christianity, many churches talk about the overcoming.
那个讲得胜的都是个人。
But this is all about the individual.
你要怎么好好的爱主，跟随主，怎么被圣灵充满，或者都是个人的。
How do you love the Lord? How do you pursue the Lord? How do you be filled with the Holy Spirit? It's all about the individuality.
但是圣经的告诉我们，神的心意是为着教会追求个人得胜才有价值。
But the Bible told us very clearly for the sake of the church, and then this is worthwhile.
你看保罗就是这样的。
Just look at Paul.
我们讲保罗如果要追求个人得胜、个人的爱主，一点问题都没有，对不对
？Paul, we talk about the individually to love the Lord and to pursue. Paul has no problem.
在哥罗西书第一章里，他讲得很清楚。
In the Colossians chapter one,
他是为着基督的身体，为了教会，在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
He was saying, "I will fulfill the short of the." Of the Lord for the sake of the church.
他所有的痛苦在哪里？是因为教会的生活产生的痛苦啊。
And what is pain coming from?
但是那个是基督的苦难。
Is the church live?
因为我们的主为了建造教会，才受很多苦。
But because of the Lord has to build up his church, he suffered.
所以今天我们要记得，你追求这个得胜，是为着教会追求个人的得胜。
So remember, today, if you pursue the overcoming, that you are doing this for the sake of the
church. 那么不仅个人好，要整个教会光景好。
So that's not only we can pursue, but we need the whole church.
特别在今天这个时代中
，especially at the end of age.
当教会的光景不正常的时候
，when the situation, the condition of the church.
我们特别把它活得正常。
It's not normal that we need to lead.
就像保罗对着哥林多的教会一样。
Just like Paul living in Corinth.
哥林多教会不正常。
And the Corinthian church is abnormal.
但是呢，保罗正常。
But Paul is.
所以今天就是这样，我们追求正常的生活，我们也为教会祷告，希望整个教会过得正常。
But today we're not only to pursue the normal Christian life for ourselves, we need to pursue the normal Christian life for the whole church.
那么你这样的一个追求得胜，才有真正的价值。
Then this kind of pursuing has the eternal value.
这是神在末后时代对教会的一个呼召啊。
And this is the calling of the Lord at the end of the age.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers,
我们不仅自己好好的追求，
we should not only pursue the
我们要祷告，希望整个教会的光景都好。
It should be our prayer that the whole church should have.
你这样的一个追求在主面前是有价值。
And then this kind of pursuit will have the value for the Lord.
我因为没时间，不能举很多例子。
I do not have time to give examples.
我们用一个说明啊。
I just gave one illustration.
你看见当初这个以色列人进入迦南美地。
And at that time, you see all the Israelites entering into the land of Canaan.
除了约书亚。
And besides Joshua.
他是神的忠心的仆人。
A faithful servant.
还有一个人叫加勒。
And there's another person. His name is.
哇，这也是个忠心跟随主。
And he is also a faithful person.
是吧？那么你看加勒的情形呢
？But just look at Caleb.
他必须要怎么样呢？整个以色列百姓通通进入迦南呢。
And he has to wait all the Israelites went into the land.
然后他才能去攻取这个希伯伦。
And he will go to attack the Hebron.
因为圣经告诉我们，希伯伦那个山上住的都是，亚纳族是迦南人中间最强大的敌人。
And then the Bible told us, on the hills of the Hebron, they lived the most powerful enemy, those Ananites.
哇，我真的是很佩服这个加勒啊。
And I really respect Caleb.
他去攻打这个山上的迦南，他已经85岁了。
And he went to attack those Ananites, live on the hill. At that time, he was 85 years old.
哇，你知道叫老年人爬山不容易。
And you know it is not easy for old people to climb the hill.
我去年我现在已经70多岁，去年我们跟着年轻人去爬山，我才知道多么辛苦啊。
So last year I have an opportunity to climb some mountains with some young people.
他不仅要爬山，山上还有强大的敌人呢。
And he's not only climb the hill, but upon the hill there's a powerful enemy.
他就带着他全家一起啊
！And he brought the whole family.
如果是我们想，你不是把你全家弄了上去送死吗？对不对啊
？And if that was us, then we will say, hey, this is just to.
你一个人上去就不容易了，全家一起上去。
And if you go by yourself, it's okay, but not.
你看加勒的信心啊
！But just say the faith of.
但是无论怎样。
But nevertheless,
你也必须啊，以色列全家进入迦南地，你才可能上希伯伦，对不对呢
？Until the whole family of Israelites enter the land, then Caleb start to attack the Hebrew.
所以这就讲到什么，在团体的生活中追求个人的得胜。
And this is talking about the pursuit of individual overcoming. Among the
所以是为的教会追求个人的得胜。
That's reason we say that we have to for the sake of the church we overcome.
弟兄姊妹们，我们这个教会生活非常重要。
The life of church is most important.
我们不是光为个人祷告，你常常为了教会祷告啊。
And not only just pray for the other individuals.
因为教会是神的家。
We need to pray for the church.This is the house of God.
是神安息的所在。
And it's the place that God
是神设立宝座的地方。
It's the place of God's throne.
它多么重要的事情。
Very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
需要追求得胜的经历。
We need to pursue the experience.
这是第四个点啊，第四个点。我因为没太多时间，只能简单的说明。
I have to do this very briefly.
OK, 我们现在来到最后一个点。
We come to the last point.
大家再有点耐心啊，让我把这第五个点讲完了。这第五个点是什么呢
？Number five.
就记载在马太福音第二十五章。
This is recorded in the Matthew chapter five.
那里讲到有一个家主。
And here talk about a master.
那么他要离开家。
He's going away.
所以他把他的家产分给他的仆人们。
He's gave the his
properties. 家产。
The treasures.To his servant.
对，给一个，给五千，一个给两千，一个给一千啊，这故事我们都很熟。
One received five talents, one received two talents, another one talent.
然后我们这里讲到有一天这个家主回来了。
And then talk about he returns.
圣经啊，这个话我们要注意听啊。
And this is in the Bible that we have to listen carefully.
他回来做什么呢
？What did he do when he returned?
算账。
Is settled account.
你要知道，主耶稣回来找我们算账。
So when our Lord come back, he is going to settle account.
哇，这个真的是他想起来就害怕，这个算账。
This is scary.
我们是欠他何其多啊，对不对
？And how much we own him?
我们赔也赔不起的。
We cannot afford.
但这里呢，不是指这个。
But this is not.
这里面包含着非常重要的一个真理。
And this is a very important principle here.
主把他的家业分给个人。
And he gave his treasure into everyone.
你如果仔细读这里的经文，你发觉很特别。
When you read carefully, this is very special.
他说这个拿五千的，另外又赚了五千。
And he said, those who that one who has five talents make another five talents.
那么那个拿到两千，另外又赚了两千。
And the one with two talents.
那么只有那个拿一千的
，only the one talent guy，
他把它包起来的埋在地上了。
And he wrapped his one talent and dug a hole and buried.
那么到底主借这个比喻对我们说什么呢
？And what this parables talk about？
从前呢我没有注意，后来我仔细读的时候
，And before I did not understand， but now I really
have. 我心里面有个问题啊。
There's a question in my heart.
这个拿五千的。为什么不赚六千呢
？That one who
那不是更好吗？对不对啊
？That one who had five talent, why did not made another six talent?
或者说呢，这个拿五千的，糟糕，结果只赚了四千，他也没这样记载。
Why this one didn't even make four talent?
拿五千正好就赚五千。
So five talent make another five.
这拿两千的呢，又正好赚两千。
That two talent make just another two talent.
我们想，如果这拿两千的赚五千，那不是更好吗
？But how about the five two talent make another five talent? Is that better?
圣经没有这样记载。
But the Bible didn't.
这到底是什么意思
？What is supposed to mean?
因为这里有一个重要的提醒。
There is very important.
就主把。他的家业分给我们所有的人。
When the Lord gave us His treasure,
每个弟兄姊妹都有恩赐。
Every one of us has a gift.
这个五千赚五千，两千赚两千。
The five made another five, two made another two.
意思就是说，你只要尽你的本分就可以。
Means you have to do your best.
弟兄姊妹们，今天主没有要求多。
The Lord did not require that.
他没有说你五千叫你赚一万，没有，不，没有。
Didn't ask us to with five talents make another ten.
他的意思就是说，你尽你的本分服侍主。
But we have to make our effort.
所以其实我们的神是很有恩典呐。
So our Lord is very gracious.
他对我们并没有太多的要求。
He did not require.
所以你看，这个拿五千的又赚五千，来到主人跟前。
The five.Five talent people just bring another five talent.
那主人怎么说呢
？What did the master say?
他说你在不多的事上有忠心。
He said you are faithful in the little things.
那按我们来想，哦，五千是大恩赐，对不对
？According to us, we say five talent is a great gift.
主说呢，不多的事上。
The Lord says it's a little thing.
小事情。
It's a little thing.
五千对神来讲太小，小事。
Five talent is
我们今天呢，因为人太小了，你知道吗
？Because Because nowadays we are so tiny. And when people said you have some gift, we thought it's a huge.
弟兄姊妹们，这个意思就告诉你要尽你的本分服事。
Here says we need to do all that.
哇，我记得几十年前我刚到西雅图的时候。
I remember many years when I first arrived in Seattle.
主就用这个话提醒我。
And the Lord reminded me.
因为那个时候我们什么都没有，那个聚会啊什么都没有。
And at that time we have nothing.
就少数几家人在那里。
We only have a few families.
有一天主就对我的心讲话。
And one day, the Lord speak to me.
主说啊，你只要在小事上忠心就好了。
The Lord speak to me, says you need to be faithful in the little things.
弟兄姊妹，你听见这话，你高兴不高兴啊？
If you hear this, are you going to be?
很多人不高兴的。
A lot of people were not happy.
主啊，你只让我做小事，你不让我做大事呢
？Lord, why do you only want me to do the little things? I want to do big things.
但是那天我心里面很欢喜。
But that day I was very joyful.
感谢主啊，主没有过分的要求我，对吧
？Thank the Lord, the Lord did not ask me.
如果我今天呢只能挑50斤
，But if I only can carry 50 pounds.
那主说呢，我给你20斤挑，
Lord,
你不欢喜吗
？Lord says, I give you 20 pounds. Are you going to be happy?
你如果愚昧，你说主啊，弄80斤给我挑，你不压死我
？And if we are so foolish, says the Lord, no, give me 80 pounds. If we do this, we'll be burdened to death.
主最认识我们
，Lord knows that.
所以他说给你的是正好是符合你的。
The Lord gave us the right way.
所以你就要怎么样，尽你的本分服事。
And we need to do our best.
如果你能尽你的本分
，if we can do our best,
你里面就很安息啊。
And we'll be in peace.
弟兄姊妹们，在我的侍奉中，我不需要跟别人比较。
I do not need to compare with others.
对不对？我更不需要去比较。
I don't need to compare.
人主奖给他那么多，他做他的。
And when that person can do a lot, he can do a lot.
我做我的就可以。
And I can mind all my own
business. 我讲一点实际的经历给你们。
I will give you a little example.
因为这些年呢，主带领我跟很多年长有恩赐的弟兄们一同配搭。
And many, being recently, I worked with some elder brothers.
哇，他们是大有恩赐的。
And they have many gifts.
经历也丰富的。
And they have many experience.
把我拉着跟他们一起在这些讲台上面服侍，压力很大。
And I always invited to serve on the podium.With those experienced brothers,
我开头都觉得受不了，我说这个怎么行呢？对不对啊？我的恩赐这么大，我讲什么呢
？At the very beginning, I feel that I'm so unworthy. What should I say?
感谢主，多年来主给我的提醒对我很大的帮助。
But many years, the Lord reminded me once more that it really helped me.
主告诉我，你要尽你的本分就好了。
The Lord says, just do your part.
他尽他的本分，你尽你的本分就好了。
He will do his part.
你不需要做比较嘛，对不对呀、啊、
？Not compare.
你知道我们这些人呢，有的时候会受引诱的。
And you know, many times.
底下做了一个大有恩赐的人呢、啊，我们的讲道就讲给他听的呢。
And if we have a person sit there, they have a gift. And a lot of times we just.
你不需要讲给他听嘛？那么多弟兄姊妹需要听的，对不对
？You don't need to just speak for him. You need to speak for many people.
所以后来我想到这个，我里面就很安然了。
And now I'm very in peace now.
今天在教会的侍奉上也是这样。
The same way.
你不用去看别人。
We do not say other people.
你只要尽你的本分。
We need to do our.
但是我们的毛病是喜欢看别人。
And our problem is we like.
你知道我们跟彼得一样的。
We like.
约翰福音最后一章你记得吗
？Do you remember the last chapter of John?
主耶稣在那问说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And the Lord
一直跟彼得讲，对不对
？The Lord asked Peter, says, "Do you love?"
彼得想
说：“
主的注意怎么只在我一个人身上呢
？”And the Peter thought, "Why you only ask me?"
所以他就回头说了：“这人将来如何
？”And he turned around and talked to John, says.What will happen to this guy?
就说这人将来如何与你何干呢
？And the Lord answered, what has that to do with you?
你好好跟随我就可以了。弟兄姊妹，这个就是什么？尽你个人的本分。
This is called to do your.
这是很大的恩典。
And this is.
如果你懂得了这一个
，And if you understand this,
你的生命就很安息。
And your life will.
因为在神的眼中，不管什么大事小事的。
And in God's eye, doesn't matter what is.
我 我常常讲，神国要做大事，不要找我们嘛，找我们做太麻烦了。
I often say that if the Lord want to do great things, he doesn't need to come.
打发一个天使做多快呀、啊，对不对呀、啊、
？He just send an angel. It's so easy for.
我昨天才跟杨宇讲，如果今天晚上主打发个天使在地西上空出现
，If Lord send an angel appears in the sky of DC.
啊，这个天使拿起号角，这么一吹呀、啊。
And the angel all need him to do is to blow a trumpet.
明天呢，恐怕全城都得救。
If he did that,
还有谁敢不信呢？对不对呀、啊、
？Whole metropolitan, all the people.
但是你看，神用我们来传福音多麻烦呐、啊、
！But it's such a pity thing for us to do.
我们明明有经历，我们又讲不清楚，对不对
？And we have experience, we cannot.
哎呀，碰那个朋友心里着急的不得了啊！就你怎么讲那么讲，你对方眼睛瞪大大，听不懂你讲什么。
And often we speak to the unbeliever, we say this, we say that, but they just stare at us, same God a lot.
你讲了一整个钟头，那个人没反应。
And often we speak for an hour, and then that person.
我曾经就碰见过这样的情形啊。
I encountered this many times.
很迫切的对一个学者这么讲，他就点头点头的。
I earnestly to preach gospel to a visiting scholar. He just nod.
但我知道他心里面想什么。
And I know what he thought in his heart.
他说你讲的都对，我就是不信。你怎么办呢？你看用我们人多麻烦呐、啊，对不对呀、啊、
？You speak all your speak spoke is right.
有时候主要赶我们，感动我们也赶不动，赶了半天你也不去。
It's so difficult. You know, many times the Lord touch our heart.
所以弟兄姊妹要懂得，神不在乎工作。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand.
因为工作在他的手里，他如果要做，随便做，不得了，对不对？我们今天呢一直想要为主做什么大功，不要有这个思想。
And often we think that we need to do great things for the Lord.
今天早上你记得了，尽你的本分。
Just do your best.
你不要因为说，哎呀，我没什么恩赐，一千两就把它埋在地里去，那不行。
And often we are just like the person, we only have one talent, and in the middle we bury it.
哎呀，这是多么大的恩典呢
！Oh, what great grace is this?
主对那些尽本分的人说。
The Lord will teach us to say those people who do their best.
主就称赞他说：“好，你是又善良又忠心的仆人。”
You're faithful in little things. You're good and faithful servant.
哎，你不用羡慕保罗。
You do not envy.
你也不用羡慕约翰，羡慕彼得。
You do not envy Peter or.
如果你尽了你的本分
，But if you do your best,
你也许在地上你只做了一点点。
Probably you only do a little on the.
但是到那天要得到主的称赞。
But on that day, you will be praised by.
主说你要进来享受你主人的快乐。
The Lord says, "Come in."
然后我要把更大的事托付给你。
And I will give you the great things.
请我们记得，真实的做工、真实的事物是从勇士开始。
Let us remember the real work starts from you.
老实讲，地上没什么大功的。
To be honest,
我们感觉人
的功很
大。我常常跟朋友讲，大家都有坐飞机的经验，对不对
？We always have.
如果你这里有几十万人在这里，个飞机升高一点都看不见。
We always have the experience taking airplane. If there's like a 10 million people, you fly airplane.
这人多小啊
！We're so tiny.
所以我们要求主给我们有这个属天的眼光啊。
We need a God's grace.
所以呢，每个弟兄姊妹都要尽忠心。
We need all do our best.
尽你的本分。
And do our part.
让我们在侍奉上享受主给我们的安息。
And then we can enjoy the peace.
享受主给我们的快乐。
And can enjoy the joy the Lord gives.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在主回来之前
，Before the Lord.
主给我们要求其实不多，都可以做到的。
Lord did not ask us much.
五件事记得了吗
？We can all do it. It's a high thing.
今天早晨我因为这个时间太有限，不能详细说明了。
Because we
但是你记得这五件就好了。
But we need to remember that.
我们来 review 一下啊。
Let's review.
第一个是什么
？Number one.
穿光明洁白的 细麻衣。
You need to put on the white linen.
第二个，住在主里面。
Abiding in him.
第三个。
Third.
追求得胜的经历。
啊，
要特别记得啊。
Experience of.
为着教会啊，追求个人的得胜。
Church.
啊，第四个呢？对不起。对不起，讲错了。第三个是什么？追求纯洁的魂，追求个纯洁的魂。第四个呢，为教会追求个人得胜。那么最后一个点呢，尽个人的本分。好记吗？很好记啊，你回去好好思想一下。你想一下。
We need to think about it.
我记得有在一个地方，我曾经开特别聚会，我跟他们讲了这些信息。
And I remember somewhere else I delivered this message in a special meeting.
结果弟兄姊妹睡一觉过来，很多都忘记了。
Many people just after a night's sleep and everything was forgotten.
但是也有很多记得的。
But many still.
有的记不清楚。
Some cannot
remember. 但是你必须要记得。
But we have.
我真的在我个人心中觉得这是很严肃的事情。
And indeed, in my heart, I think that this is very.
因为这个时机非常的紧迫。
And we are in very short.
主随时会回来。
The Lord will return.
他今天没有回来，他是宽容我们，他给我们机会。
He gave us opportunity.
我希望弟兄姊妹能因着这些话得到一点激励。
And I hope.This word will become encouragement.
当主回来的时候
，When the Lord comes,
我们能够坦然的去见他。
We can see him in peace.
愿主因这些话，让我们弟兄姊妹们得到主的祝福。
May the Lord bless us with those words.
我们请低头在一边祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你的救恩。
Because of your salvation,
我们有了永远的盼望。
We had an eternal hope.
我们知道这个世界不是我们的家。
Well, we know this world is not our home.
我们在这里生活最大的盼望就等候你回来。
Well, the ultimate hope is to, for you to come back.
今天你还没有回来。
Lord, you are not here yet.
是你宽容我们。
It's because you gave us the opportunity.
你还给我们机会，让我们来预备自己。
You gave us chance to prepare ourselves.
主啊，但愿你借着圣灵开启你的话语。
Lord, may you through your Holy Spirit open your word.
引我们进入这些话语的实际。
To lead us into the reality of this word.
让我们真正知道如何在你面前有好的预备生活。
So that we'll know that how we prepare.
我们渴望你回来的时候
We eagerly, want you to come back.
我们能够坦然无惧地来见你
Then we can be, come to you without fear.
主啊求你祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹
Lord, bless the brothers and sisters.
我们也谢谢你今天早晨与我们众人同在
Thank you, your presence.
垂听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Jesus' name.
Amen.